One source of concern is what is called the lone wolf. That is somebody who's in the United States, a United States citizen. He may have become radicalized via the internet to the point of violence, and says in retaliation for the death of Osama bin Laden, I'm going to do X. And a sole actor who's not in contact with anyone, that's very difficult to prevent.
There was a veritable treasure trove, of course, of information that was seized from the compound. What kinds of things have you gleaned about potential threats as a result?
Continued references to transportation, to aviation, and to rail. And so we're in contact with, say, Amtrak and the other rail carriers across the country, and making sure that they were following their own safety procedures.
Did you increase security on trains across the country when you got word that they were potential targets?
We provided information to rail to see if they needed any additional resources. And I think that's the way we need to work. We need to be providing information, providing backup. We, of course, don't control. We control aviation, in a sense, much more than rail and transit. That's much more local in nature.
And have they, in response to this potential threat, increased security?
I haven't been in touch with any of them directly.
Some of the information that was seized, was there any evidence of sleeper cells operating in this country?
I don't want to talk about what was found necessarily in the compound. That's still being digested, translated, gone through. But I can say that we do operate under the premise that, be it a homegrown terrorist or a group, or they may be inspired by Al-Qaeda, they may be actually operationally in touch with Al-Qaeda. We just operate under that assumption. This is air flights around the country that they're clearing.
The secretary gave us a tour of the Nerve Center for Transportation Security, located in a nondescript office complex near Dulles International Airport. Information gathered here can determine whether the Department of Homeland Security issues a terrorism alert. Recently, a new system replaced the color-coded threat levels established after 9/11.
We need to communicate real information to people so that if something is comes in and it's specific and it's credible, we can immediately issue an alarm.
What level are we at right now in the wake of Osama bin Laden's death?
The baseline has gone up. You know, when the color code was invented, the baseline was still kind of pre-9/11 baseline. But terrorism threats continue to grow. They continue to evolve. And so the actual baseline is elevated.
So the regular level these days is a heightened level.
That's another way to say it. Yes, we've elevated the base.
Napolitano told me one of the most moving experiences she's had as secretary came when she called New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg to tell him bin Laden was dead.